No? How would you like to have a red-headed spitfire who's scarcely dry behind the ears yet tell you to your teeth that you've got softening of the brain, that you had the mental capacity of a gnat, the intellect of a Zabriskan Fontima, and to have to take it without even heaving the insubordinate young jade into the can for about 25 well-earned black spots? Oh, come now, you're just blasting. It wasn't that bad. Perhaps not, quite, but it was bad enough. She'll grow up some day and realize that you were foxing her six ways from the origin. Probably. In the meantime, it's all part of the bigger job. Thank God I'm not young anymore. They suffer so. Check. How they suffer. But you saw the ending, and I didn't. How did it turn out? Lacey asked. Partly good, partly bad. Haynes slowly poured two more drinks and thoughtfully swirled the crimson, pungently aromatic liquid around and around his glass before he spoke again. Hooked, but she knows it, and I'm afraid she'll do something about it. She's a smart operator, I told you she was. She doesn't fox herself about anything. A bit of separation is indicated, it would seem. Check. Can you send out a hospital ship somewhere so as to get rid of her for 2 or 3 weeks? Can do. 3 weeks be enough, we can't send them anywhere, you know. Plenty. He'll be gone in 2. Then, as Lacey glanced at him questioningly, Haynes continued, "Ready for a shock? He's going to Lundmark's Nebula." "But he can't. That would take years. Nobody has ever got back from there yet. And there's this new job of his. Besides, the separation is only supposed to last until you can spare him for a while." "If it takes long, he's coming back. The idea has always been, you know, that intergalactic matter may be so thin, one atom per liter or so, that such a flit won't take one-tenth the time supposed. We recognize the danger. He's going well-heeled." "How well?" "The very best. I hate to clog their jets this way, but it's got to be done. We'll give her a raise when I send her out. Make her sector chief, huh?" Did I hear any such words lately as spitfire, hussy, and jade, or did I dream them? Haynes asked quizzically. "She's all of them and more, but she's one of the best nurses and one of the finest women that ever lived, too. QX, Lacey, give her her raise. Of course she's good. If she wasn't, she wouldn't be in on this deal at all. In fact, they're about as fine a couple of youngsters as old Tellus ever produced." "They are that. Man, what a pair of skeletons." And in the nurse's quarters, a young woman with a wealth of red bronze auburn hair and tawny eyes was staring at her own reflection in a mirror.